Hi, I'm Leslie Kane. I'm editorial director of Medscape's Business of Medicine, and I'm here today with Philip Howard, who is an attorney and founder of Common Good. It's an organization whose philosophy is that there are too many laws and that the reliance on the lawsuit mentality causes problems for society in general and physicians in particular. Mr. Howard is the author of The Death of Common Sense and Life Without Lawyers, which is not a title you typically expect to see from a lawyer. So thanks very much for being with us today. It's good to speak with you.
Nice to be with you, Leslie.
Great. So let me start with, I have a couple of provocative quotes that you've made in different speeches, different places. Let me talk about them. You've said, crazy laws have changed Americans to the point they no longer trust their own judgment. And then another one is, people are acting like idiots. And another, an uncontrollable web of rules ensnares people, particularly in the medical profession. So those are pretty strong statements. What do you mean by that?
Well, throughout society, people with responsibility no longer feel free to do what's right. Teachers have lost control of the classroom. They're told they can never put an arm around a crying child. Healthcare professionals find themselves with their noses in rule books, trying to figure out more what can be reimbursed or what the practice guidelines require, instead of just trying to understand what this patient needs and, mm-hmm. and doing what their professional judgment says. It's an enormous diversion of energy and undermining of responsibility.
Now, the trial lawyers, who don't look very kindly upon you, say that they're just fighting against ineffective care. What do you have to say about that?
Well, it's important that patients who are injured by mistakes get compensation in the way that the law is supposed to provide. But the point of law is actually to provide a kind of a reliable decision maker that in healthcare can sort good care from bad care. Mm-hmm. That's not how the system works. It's an ad hoc system, jury by jury. The studies show is rife with error in both directions. Sometimes it favors the doctors who did something wrong, and often it favors an injured patient, even when the doctor did nothing wrong, mm-hmm. particularly in tragic cases. And the result of that unreliability is that doctors go through their day with little lawyers on their shoulders, whispering in their ear, well, what happens if something goes wrong? And that leads to all kinds of pathologies. The defensive medicine, or ordering tests and procedures just to prove that you did something, bulking up patient files with irrelevant facts just to prove that you looked at ears, looks okay, you know, whatever. You know, say, whereas a patient record would be much more useful if it focused on things that were abnormal rather than everything in a patient that's normal. And one of the worst things about the current system of unreliable justice is it has fostered a culture of opacity. So there are lots of studies on this where physicians and nurses are trained not to speak up when they see something in their peripheral vision that they're not sure is right, because they might be taking legal responsibility. And you don't want to take legal responsibility if you don't have to. And so all these tragic errors occur because people are afraid to say, are you sure that's the right dosage, when it's not their patient.
So looking from the other point of view, some people are saying that physicians are just using the excuse of defensive medicine to perform more services. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Yeah, sure. There are mixed motives. Mm-hmm. And we have this kind of horrible system of health care reimbursement that encourages physicians to think selfishly. What can I get reimbursed? And so you have care going in the direction of what can be reimbursed, rather than what's necessarily needed. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes physicians get paid more for it. And maybe there are some physicians who are out there who are just being greedy, but often I think physicians don't even know what their motive is. They know that they're trying to protect themselves, they know that this gets reimbursed, and so you have this whole system kind of leaning towards doing what can be reimbursed and doing more rather than doing what's really needed.
Hmm. So now I think about 10 years ago, was it, you proposed something called healthcare courts. And briefly, can you talk a little bit about what is that concept?
Yes, Common Good had a joint venture with the Harvard School of Public Health to design a new system of justice for healthcare. Mm-hmm. And we came up with the idea of creating expert health courts that would have no juries, have judges who would actually write rulings on what's good care and what's not. So the first goal of it would be to be consistent. So you would have consistent standards of what's required in particular situations. We thought it would be much better for physicians because now they could act on their best professional judgment without being scared of being liable when they did nothing wrong. And it's also much better for patients because the current system, as it turns out, takes an average of 5 years to settlement for a patient who's been injured. And almost 60 cents on the dollar, or the malpractice dollar, is used for lawyers' fees and administrative costs. You could not imagine a more wasteful system. And it's terrible for the patient to live under that cloud for 5 years, and even worse for the doctor. I mean, imagine if you're a doctor, you've been accused of doing making a terrible mistake. Even if you're found not guilty at the end of the 5 years, it's almost ruined your professional life. So the expert health courts would come to a decision within a year with a ruling that doctors could generally trust and that patients could generally trust. And it would bring order to a system that's now almost fatally infected with defensiveness.
Well, what about the argument that this denies patients the right to a trial? That's kind of one of the big arguments that people bring up against this.
Well, America has a long history of expert courts in areas that require special expertise. Back in 1789, they had admiralty courts. We had tax courts and drug courts and all kinds of patent courts. There are all kinds of special courts that don't have juries. So there's a long tradition in this country of courts without juries, and the Supreme Court has held if the court that replaces the court with juries is intended to make the overall system fairer and better for all of society, then it's constitutional. So, we don't think that the current system honors patients' rights. What it does is it allows trial lawyers to use extortion techniques, saying you might be liable for $20 million for this baby born with cerebral palsy, even when everybody knows that the doctor in the hospital did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not a system of justice, that's a system of extortion.
Now, will establishing these healthcare courts reduce the cost of healthcare?
It would dramatically reduce the cost of healthcare. Courts are relatively inexpensive. I mean, you could, in any given state, you could have 5 years of a new court system for, pick a number, $10 or $15 million and pay for it. The cost of defensive medicine, estimates vary, but between about $45 billion a year to $200 billion a year. This would pay for itself 1,000 times over.
Hmm. So, okay, this idea has been out for about 10 years. So what progress has the health court concept made in the years since you proposed it?
Well, we don't have any special health care courts yet, but President Obama's come out for it. The Republican candidates come out for it. Every bipartisan deficit reduction commission has come out for it. So patient groups have come out for it. Patient safety experts are very much for it. Consumer groups like AARP wanted to do trials. So it enjoys wide support, even among the public. 2/3 of the public say they would support it. The same public says they generally prefer juries. But in healthcare, they would prefer an expert health court.
Hmm.
So far, the trial lawyers have used their political muscle to stop it. But there will come a time soon when things have to change more broadly. You know, we have to make healthcare affordable. We have to make other things work in our society. And that will be a moment where ideas like special health courts will be able to be implemented.
So let's say there are some physicians who think this is the greatest idea. Is there anything people can do to move this forward?
Yes, there are many things you can do. Sometimes they're local and political, and certainly the physicians who take care of the members of Congress or the members of state legislatures could do personal lobbying. Probably the best thing to do would be to sign up. It's free at commongood.org, which is our group, and send us a note about what your interest is, and we'll try to figure out how to mobilize your particular contacts to be helpful to make this happen.
Okay, that sounds great. It's a very, very interesting, intriguing concept. So thanks so much for sharing your insights with us. And thanks. We're thrilled to have Philip Howard with us here today. I'm Leslie Kane from Medscape. Thank you for watching.